Tov, this is Reuven Levy. We're learning together Masechet Shabbat. No, we're not. We're learning together Masechet Brachot. We can also, if you want to learn Shabbat, that's not a show. We will also learn that together, but not today. Maybe tomorrow, another day. Today, we'll carry on with Brachot, chapter 9, Daf Samach Amud Bet, about halfway down the page. Brachot, learning what Brachot we say in different situations.
So that's 60b.
60b, 60b2 in the Archbold version. And no, 60b1, hold on. 60b1. Jumping. So now we're learning what we say when we go to sleep and what we wake up. And then we're going to learn all the brachot that we say in the morning. So the next few lines, next half a page is going to be all fairly familiar stuff for those who say brachot before they go to bed and when they wake up in the morning. Hanichnas lishon, when you go to bed, when you go to sleep rather, al mitato, on his bed. Interesting that it's added on his bed, right? Sleep, a fixed sleep, not a temporary sleep. So if a person has a snooze on the couch, it doesn't say this. If he goes to sleep in his bed for a fixed sleep, then he would. What does he say? He says, Omer mishma Yisrael ad vahayaim shamoa. He says from the first paragraph, from Shema until the second paragraph. You don't have to say the second paragraph. There are people who are makpid, or people who want to say the second paragraph and the third. Very nice. No one's stopping you. But the first one is the one that is the halakha. V'omer, and then he says, Baruch HaMapil. Baruch called Baruch HaMapil in all Siddurim. Person wants to find it. Baruch HaMapil, and we get the text here as well. Baruch HaMapil, it might not be the exact text. There is a difference in the text between the Ashkenaz and the Sfard, and it's more or less the same. So follow along and see which one is good for you. Baruch HaMapil, Chevlei Sheina Al Einai Utnuma Al Afafai. Blessed are you, Hashem, who casts the bonds of sleep upon my eyes and slumber upon my eyelids. Who may il ishon bat ayin, who illuminates the pupil of the eye. Yirat zomu fanecha, Hashem alokai, shetashkiveni l'shalom. May it be your will, Hashem, that you lay me down to sleep, to peace. V'tein chelki b'toratecha, place my share in your Torah. V'targileni lidei mitzvah, custom me to mitzvah. Va'al targileni lidei avera, but don't accustom me to transgression. That's not in the Ashkenazi version. Va'al tavieni lidei chet, v'lo lidei avon, v'lo lidei nisayon, v'lo lidei bizayon. Do not bring me into the grasp of error, nor the grasp of a sin, nor the grasp of a challenge, nor the grasp of scorn. V'yishlot b'yetzahara, yetzatov, woohoo, start again. Let's erase that, that didn't happen. Vayishlot li yetzer tov. Let the yetzer tov control me. Va'al yishlot bi yetzer hara. Don't let the yetzer hara control me. Baruch Hashem. Vatati leini mifegara mechalayim ra'im. Right, and rescue me from an evil thing and from terrible diseases. Va'al yiv haluni chalomot ra'im. Vehirhirim ra'im. May I not be confused by bad dreams or bad thoughts. Utehei mitati shalem alafanecha, and let my bed be complete before you, was Amin. Let my offspring be perfect before you. Mitati. V'hae einai penishan amavet, and illuminate my eyes in case I die in my sleep. Which is interesting, because we just heard before that we don't say that, but nobody challenged this, and that's what we do say. Right? Pen ishan hamavet. It doesn't say ani, it just says pen ishan, lest I sleep hamavet. The death. Baruch ata Hashem, hameil olam kulo bechvodo. Blessed are you, Hashem, who illuminates the world entirely with his glory. Interesting why that is the closing brocha to that prayer. Yeah. It's the same thing. Pen Isham Abed. Yeah. That's what your Ashkenazi. So Pen Isham. Okay. And then he concludes. Certainly in terms of the closing, the May Eolam Kulobich Bador, he illuminates the world with his glory. We still have illumination. Rabbi illuminates a pupil of the Me'il Lishon Batan. So we do have a bit of illumination in there. But the rest of it is more about protecting me from all these dangers of the night, so to speak. And then I guess, I'm just wondering why we finished the bracha with the world is full with his glory. Maybe because, at the end of the day, Hashem, I'm in your hands. And Yes. Yeah, the morning brothers. Okay, ki mit'ar omer. When he wakes up, strange lashon for mit'orer, but mit'ar, when he wakes up, he says, Elokeinu shama shenatati bi Torah bi. Hashem, the soul that you placed within me is pure. Atayat satabi, you created it in me. Atanafachtabi, you breathed it into me. Atamashamra bikilbi, you guard it within me. Vatatid litlamimeni, and you're going to take it away from me in the future. Ulachazirabi latid lavo, and then you're going to return it to me in the time to come. The whole time that my neshama is in me, modeh ani lefanecha, I thank you, Hashem. Hashem Elokai v'Elokei Avotai, my God and God of my fathers. Ribon kol ha'olamim, Adon kol ha'neshamot, master of all the worlds, Lord of all the neshamot. Baruch atah Hashem, hamachazish neshamot lefgarim meitim. Blessed are you, Hashem, that restores souls to dead bodies. Yofi. Top. Next, morning brachot. Right, we know that we say the list of morning brachot. So people have different minhagim. Some people wait till they get to shul and say the morning shul. They get there early enough before the chazan starts. Right, the brachot. Other people say them at home because by the time you get to shul, the chazan's already started, so you're not going to get to say them. Other people say each one individually, like we see now, according to their actions. Because each one of those brachas is related to putting on your hat, putting on your shoes, putting on your... So some, apparently, I don't know anyone personally, I don't know if anyone wants to share that they do this, but I don't know anyone who does this, who puts on their shoe and says this, puts on their coat and says, you do that? No, I don't know anyone who does it. But I think there are people who do it. Probably very crazy. I mean, truth is, some of them, like, unless you've got a cockerel, a rooster, and you can't really do them all.
So the
rooster one depends what time you get up. So if you get up for nets, you get up to go to mikveh before shacharit, then it's still dark and you actually can't say the first one, and I tell myself we be in a love clean when you're in Lila, because it's still night time. So my understanding, what I do, what I heard the right, is that I skip that one and I say that one in shul. I start on the second one, I do the rest, and I leave that one in shul before davening starts. I say that one.
The
rooster clock. I guess cuckoos do they cook the cuckoos cuckoo in the morning? I don't know if they do, like on a factual level. Not that we would take proofs from Goyim. Also roosters. Yeah, roosters are nowadays. They are. I mean, like in the old days, roosters knew what time nets was. But now roosters been up watching TV, playing on the iPhones, they're just all messed up as well. So they have no clue what time they're
they cook all day and night.
I reached the clock. To dawn, really. To dawn, not nets. To dawn. Yeah, because they're meant to crow at dawn, right? It's already a bit late because you should already be in the mikvah by then. But it's still good. I mean, it's, you know, for those kind of like medium baked Haredim that aren't really, I'm not going to be dressed too early. But at least I'll get up. I'll get up at dawn. So there's probably a market.
Well, there's a big market for cuckoo clocks.
Yeah, I make it always together.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
So you can get the. Because I did it sometime, but I forgot many times.
Got what?
When I make it later in the shoe.
At the beginning of Hodu, at the top of the page, I wrote in there on the page to say two things. I wrote Hit Kashrut and Bracha of Anshei Natan HaSefer on the top of my page. So I remember to do my Hit Kashrut and that Bracha. Okay.
I wake up the chicken.
You have chickens? Oh, this one.
Oh,
I got one here.
The rooster.
I got one here. If you come here, you can sit next to the rooster till it. No, come on, I want to say the book already. No, get up. So I can say the book. So, Kishima Kol Tanagola. When he hears the Kola Tanaga, I wonder if you can have a recorded version. I don't think it works. Well, he was said yesterday. Where was I yesterday? Was it in this class? Well, I'm thinking, where did I hear? No, I think I maybe was in the coffee room, and there was a halakhic discussion about whether you're allowed to say amen to a bracha you hear on the radio.
No.
So, initially I heard no, but someone was saying, someone was holding that you could.
We had this discussion.
Was it?
We had this discussion.
Oh, I was here. I remember hearing it yesterday.
Right.
Did I hear from you?
The reason you can't have a bracha from a radio is there is a minimum of 15-second delay.
And we're on a tape. No, and a tape, a CD for sure, because it's not the same time.
Right.
And it has to be at the same time?
It has to be at the same time.
No, it's saying Amen anyway, Sam. It's not the end of the world. It's not a brothel of a tongue to say Amen. Say Amen to what you like. I was in the coffee room the other day, and Rav Arash was on the CD, and he was drinking a glass of water, and he was making a share call. I said, Amen! Right, he wouldn't. He'd say Amen after the brothel of the round. Right, but, so I don't think I did anything wrong. By doing that.
When I got the Shinua online, it's been 10, 15 seconds later.
Ah, but it comes up.
Yeah. I can see both. I see it live.
Yeah.
And then
and
I see
the internet.
Yeah,
after that.
Tob,
okay.
The only way you can do it.
Where's the source for saying you have to say it within 15 seconds?
It's an FCC regulation. And
the Jewish source for having to say it at the same time.
I think we covered it in a while back.
Okay, top. I think Bleib Neder reminds the same. Tomorrow, brachot, top, cock, top the day before. You have to say Amen within Shalom Aleichem, Rebbe. Maybe, then you can be Yossi. Tom.
The only way you can do it.
Can't be Yossi anyway because he hasn't got you in mind. Although, unless he said, I have in mind anyone who's listening to Tom. And,
yes. The only way we can do it is if we're doing it through like amateur radio.
Right, is amateur radio live?
Then you don't have to deal with SEC regulations.
Oh, I see.
You know, for a commercial radio.
Oh, right, they do it so that you can pull something in case they. They can censor it.
Censor, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they have 15-second delay for a kill button.
For what?
Kill button.
For who has a kill button then?
The station engineer.
Ah.
If he hears something not appropriate, they hit the kill button and play music.
Top.
Right. And you know, for amateur radio,
they don't bother with that.
You don't do that because you don't.
Otherwise, it would be music all day long.
No, it's just like if you're too obnoxious, you could lose your license.
Okay. Kishimak called Tanagola.
I'm.
You did that as well.
What was my call license? I was WN6 JFK.
JFK. Kishimak called Tanagola. When you hear the cockerel crowing, rooster, whatever it is, chicken. When you hear the chicken.
Rooster.
When you hear the chicken ping when the oven's ready. No, Tanagola. When you hear the Tanagola crow, what Lema, I should say, Baruch, right, added Shema Malchus, Baruch Hashem Natan Lasech, Vivina Lahavhen, Venyonu Venlana. Top. Ki Patach Eineha, when you open your eyes, which comes afterwards, Lema, you say, Baruch Pokeach Ivrim. Ki Taritz Viativ, when you. Pokeach Ivrim, he gives. When you open your eyes. Why? You're lying in bed, you hear the cockle crow, you're like, oh, cockle crow. So you say, I mean, the truth is, you shouldn't say any brachas until you wash your hands, right? You should wash your hands. So maybe don't open your eyes. I don't know how it works. That's why I don't know who anyone says it.
You've already been up for taking a call at, you know.
Chassad.
You wash your hands.
Yes.
Go to the toilet.
Yeah. I don't know. So this is perhaps theoretical to an extent. Okay, so you open your eyes and you say, Baruch Pokeh Chavrim. Blessed is the one who gives sight to the blind. Ki Taritz V'yativ. When you straighten up, I guess that's what Taritz means, I don't know the verb, V'yativ, and he sits up, Lema, he says, Baruch Matir Asurim. Blessed are the one who opens the, releases the bound. Right, this is not in the order that is in the Ashkenazi Siddur anyway. Ki Lavish Lema. When he gets dressed, he should say, Baruch Malbish Asurim. One who clothes the naked. Yofi, that's clear. Ki Zakef Lema. When he stands up, so clearly you got dressed before you stood up. Which is nachad, because you're meant to get dressed under your bedclothes, but they only got dressed with a cloak, right? Because you're not meant to like we do, we just prance around the bedroom in your whatever, right? So the proper way is to get dressed under your right. That's called stewards.
You sleep with your clothes.
Who sleeps with their clothes?
There's many people sleep.
So you're not meant to sleep with your clothes. There's a chazal that says it's not. No, you're not meant to sleep with your clothes. Rabbi Rosh says he does, but he said dafka against the normative halachai that you don't. He said there's a reason to, which is that if you've got to get up and be ready to. Well, he has to because he's going to get calls all the time. But for us who's like, I have to get up ready to drink my hot choco. I mean, there's nothing like that. So if you're in a position that you need to get up, so fine. So then you can get upset from Rabbi Rosh. And you can wear your clothes. But everyone else gets dressed in the morning. Apparently, you were meant to get dressed underneath the. If you look in the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, he talks about it there. You have to put on your chaluk under the. Before you get up. One major clothes, yeah, the chaluk, the big gown. It's a lot easier.
Is that what the Arabs wear nowadays?
Could be. They took all the good stuff. We see that the non-Jewish nations took a lot of good stuff out of Judaism, and as soon as they took it, we dropped it all, right? Deliberately, right? The Gemara says, right? Lots of things that they have that they came from us, and then once they took it, we had to drop it, right? The Christmas tree, originally came from Judaism, and we don't do it now. How about it?
Yeah.
Right, Christmas tree. What's a Christmas tree? The Gemara says on Blinei the Sukkot or Shavuot. I think it's Sukkot. And they used to bring
Shavuot.
Nachon. But it says that I think the Gemara says on Sukkot that they used to bring trees into the Or it could be Shavuot. Bleeding it out, I don't know. The Hobbit into the Beit Knesset. They say a tree. Used to be a tree. We don't bring trees in now because a tree, they took the tree. So once they took the tree, we step back. We don't do the tree anymore. Right? And different things. Once they took the idea of the Messiah, we dropped Moshiach for 2,000 years. Nobody wanted to go near it. Right? Because they took it. The idea of Messiah. Once they took the Messiah, so we dropped it. We were like, oh, top. And everyone forgot about Moshiach. And no one's talking about Moshiach. Because if you talk about Moshiach, you're a Nazri. You're like one of those weirdo people.
So I can bring it
and things like, and also just concepts. Things like the fact that that Sadi Kim died to atone for our sins. We can't say that. That's their shita. Straight out of Rav Nachman, right? Well, straight out of it's Torah that the Sadi Kim died to atone for our sins. But that was their big thing. So you can't say that anymore, right? Because that's a Goyish thing. It's not being there. There's a lot of power in these things, and they're all Jewish, but there's not shit, we'll get them all back. But once they take something, we usually stay away from it, like the plague. Tov. Okay, so next. When you stand up straight, you say, Baruch Sokev Kefufim, blessed is the one who straightens the bent. Ki nachit la'ara, when you put your feet on the floor, when you stand up on the floor, what do you say? Blessed is the one who spreads the earth upon the waters. Ki maske lema, when he starts to walk, he says, blessed are you who firms the footsteps of man.
It's when you take it.
What do you want? That one. No, that one's for test walking. Sad footsteps. Yeah, that's for walking. It's not for shoes. The next one is for shoes.
Okay.
Kisayem Masane Lema, when he puts his shoes on. I don't know the lash on there, but that's lash on putting his shoes on. Baruch Sha Sali Kartsarki, one who gives me my every need. Interesting to understand why shoes is that one. That he gives me my every need.
So this the kid
And that would depend if people wear shoes, because you're allowed to wear shoes, but just not leather shoes. So for sure, if you're wearing non-leather shoes, you would say it. And even I think the Blinet, the Poskim, might you should say even if you're not wearing any shoes, for example, on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, because you don't have any of the shoes, just leather ones, and your minhag is not to wear shoes on that day. So you should still say it, because although these are things to say when that happens, it's not specifically, and we know that the rest of us don't bother saying it when we put our shoes on. So it's not only connected to that. It's nice to say it, because you can have a remez for it, but you don't have to. Ki asa hamayane, when he fastens his belt, Baruch Oze Yisrael b'gvurah, one who girds Israel with strength. The idea of tightening your belt. Ki paris sudra al resha, when he spreads the cloth on his head. Apparently we used to wear mitpachat. He spreads a cloth on his head. You could borrow your wife's. They call it a bandana. A bandana, mitpachat. Right, as you said, the Arabs, what do they wear? They wear a chaluk and they wear a cloth on their head. So they took all the good stuff from us. Anyway, so what do you say? Baruch Otei Yisrael B'Tifara, blessed is the one who crowns Israel with his glory. Ki Ma'atef B'Tzitzit, when you wrap yourself in Tzitzit, you say, Baruch Asher Kidshanu Ritzotav V'Tzivanu L'Tatef B'Tzitzit. Tov, Ki Maneach Tefillin, Adrea, Lema, when you put tefillin on your arm, you say, Baruch Asher Kidshanu Ritzotav V'Tzivanu L'Haneach Tefillin. Aresha Lema, when you put it on your head, you say, Baruch Hashem Kishan Mitzotav, but Tivano Am Mitzvah to fill in. Interestingly, at this point, the Sephardi don't do that. So Sephardi, because Ashkenazi do, they say one for each, and Sephardi only do one. They only say one bracha, which is, which one? Laniach? The Aniach, and that's it. You don't say a bracha on the other one, the Sephardi. Which is interesting, because it apparently goes against the Shatter the Gemara, but obviously there's good reasons why not. Ashkenazis always go ditch personally, not you, son. So, does he say here a reason why? Let's see. Yofi. So the reason why he brings here Rashi. Rashi says you only say the second one if you spoke between the arm and the head. Because then you made a hefsek and you want to say new bracha. But if you didn't speak, then the first bracha covers both. And you don't need to. So apparently Rashi was Sephardi. But he wasn't. Obviously he was Ashkenazi. But that's where the Sephardi get their... Let's have a look, see if we can see it inside. No, I know he brings in the name of Rashi, but I can't see it here. It's Rashi Menachot. Okay, it's in Rashi Menachot. You have to look over there at the Rashi in Masechet Menachot. I guess they bring the same bracha. Yeah, Menachot talks about tefillin, putting on tefillin over there in Menachot. And so the Rashi over there says you only say the second one, but over here he doesn't say that. But over there he says. So there's obviously a difference in the poskim to understand what she was saying. Maybe only over there is a specific case, whatever the reason was. Ki mashe yadei, when he washes his hands, which is questionable. Why do you wash your hands at this point? But you've already put your tefillin on and said all the... So this is probably, apparently, this is the bracha, this is the Netilat Yadayim before davening. It's not Netilat Yadayim when you wake up. That's already, we already did that. This is referring to the Netilat Yadayim before davening, right? The halacha is a person should wash his hands before shachar, before mincha, before marah.
Did you say bracha?
No. So let's see this. So here the art scholar is going with the fact that this is the first time you washed. Yeah, that's why you say the bracha. It's also hard to wash your hands when you've got when you're tied with a tefillin. But top. Okay. What do we get to? Oh, so kimashe yadei. When you wash your hands, you say bo hashem shenam esotavet. He went on into la yadayim. Kimashe ape. When you wash your face. You see from here you should wash your face every day because the Gemara says when you wash your face, not if you wash your face, when you wash your face. So, Baruch Hashem. I never learned to do that as a kid. I think to wash my face. You had a shower, but you never washed your face. Right, so, Baruch Hashem, I now have a shower every day, go to the room every day. So, yeah. Right, it's like, why? Because it's the kavod of the Creator. You were made in Selem Elokim. The Gemara brings, I think elsewhere, maybe it's in Brachot, one of the rabbis is walking past a Roman and he was washing a statue. And he said, Kal v'chomer, if they're washing the statue every day, and it's a peso, then how much more so I should wash something that is in Selem Elokim every day? So when you wash your face, you should say, "Psh, bracha." I don't know anyone holds this. First, you wash your face every day. Top. All right, you should say, "Baruch Hamavich." This is a bracha that we say anyway. I was going to say nobody says this bracha, but there is. This is one of the morning bracha that the person says, "Baruch Hamavich Evlei Sheinai Meinai Utununa Meachapai." Right. Blessed is the one who removes the bonds of sleep from my eyes and slumber from my eyelids. Blessed be, may be your will, Hashem. That you accustom me to study your Torah. And attach me to your mitzvot. don't bring me lolidei chet v'lolidei avon. Don't bring me to sin or to a different type of sin. Lolidei nisayon v'lolidei bizayon. Not to tests and not to bizayon, disgrace. B'chof et yitzri and compel chof my yitzhara lishtabedlach to serve you. V'rachakeni me'adam. Rachakeni, I've got harakikeni in my text in the siddur. It's rachakeni. It's the same lashon. Rachakeni me'adam ra mechavera, from an evil person and from an evil friend. Interestingly, v'dabakeni b'yetzer tov ma'ubchaver tov b'lamecha, and attach me to your good yetzer tov and to a good friend in your world. Utaneni hayom ubachol yom utaneni hayom ubachol yom lachen lachesed rachamim benecha v'nei korei, and grant me today and every day chen v'chesed, grace and kindness, rachamim, mercy benecha, in your eyes, b'nei korei, and in the eyes of everyone who sees me, v'tigmaleni chasadim tovim, and grant me kindnesses. Blessed are you, Hashem, the one who grants kindnesses, very good kindnesses, to his nation, Israel. Yofi. Top? All good? Okay. Now, having done that, we're back to the Mishnah. Mishnah on Nun Dalad. Said, Chayav Adam Levarech Al Hatov V'Al Hara. Right? We seem to be jumping around this gentleman. Is it okay if you lend the Beit Midrash rather than here? Is that
okay?
Yeah. Is that okay? We're also podcasting, and it kind of ruins the podcast. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, so we said in the Mishnah that Chayav Adam Levarech Al Hara Kishem Shemavarech Al Hatova. Person is obligated to bless for the bad, the same way that he blesses for the good. Okay, so the Gemara is now going back to that to give some further comments. My chayav leverech al hara kishen shemeverech al hatova. What does it mean that a person is obligated to bless for the good the same as he blessed from the bad? Ileima, if you wanted to say kishen shemeverech al hatova hatova meitiv, just like you make the blessing on the good, the blessing of hatova meitiv, kach meverech al hara hatova meitiv. Maybe you want to say kishen means the same way. You bless the same thing. You say the bracha tov meitiv, so you also say the bracha tov meitiv. Vatanan, but we also learned in the Mishnah, al besorot tovot, on bad news, on good news, on mea tov meitiv, al besorot ra'ot, but on bad news, on mea baruch dan emet. So it doesn't, so it can't be that. Amar Rava, Rava explains, lo nitzracha ela, it was not needed except for, right, the statement to bless on the good the same as you bless on the bad wasn't needed except ela le kablu kabulinhu simcha, except to receive it with simcha. So the bracha stays different, but what's the Gemara teaching me? To accept it with simcha. I say a different bracha, I recognize there is a difference in terms of the practical effect, but I accept it with simcha. Amar Rabbi Acha Mishum Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Acha said the name Rabbi Levi. Maikra, what is the verse that explains this, that supports this idea? Answer, verse in Tehillim. Chesed u'mishpat ashira lecha Hashem azameira. Chesed and mishpat, kindness and justice, I sing to you, Hashem, I will sing. Im chesed ashira, if it's chesed, I will sing. If it's kindness, I will sing. But im mishpat ashira, and if it's mishpat, judgment, justice, judgment, I will sing. Right? So we've got the two sides. Either way, I'm singing. One I'm singing, Baruch atah u'meitein, and the one I'm singing, Baruch dayan hemet. Right? I'm singing, I'm happy either way. So just Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani amar mechacha. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani said, no, I have a different source for you. I'm not sure if he's arguing or he's saying, no, I've got another source, additional. So it's a drasha, so it doesn't really matter. Ba'ashem ahalel davar, this is the one that Rabbi Nachman brings. He brings this one. Ba'ashem ahalel davar, ba'alokim ahalel davar. In Hashem, Shem rachamim, yukei ba'kei, the God of mercy, ahalel davar, I will halel, bless, I will praise the thing. Ba'alokim, Elohim is the name of Shem, God of judgment. Ahalel davar, I will praise the thing. So that's also Tehillim. So we see, either way, we're praising. And so the Gemara explains, Bahashem, Ahalel davar, Zo midah tova. This is the good midah of Hashem. Kilu. This is this. Ba'alokim, Ahalel davar, Zo midah pruanot. This is the tribulation name of Hashem. Rabbi Tanchum Amar Michacha. Rabbi Tanchum had a different verse, a different source, again for the same idea. Kosh Yishuot Eser U'B'Shem Hashem Ekra. Kosh Yishuot Eser, I will raise up the cup of salvation U'B'Shem Hashem Ekra, and in the name of Hashem I will call out. Sarah V'Yagon Emsa, distress and grief I will find U'B'Shem Hashem Ekra, and the name of Hashem I will call out. So again, the same Lashon, but again, in each time, one we're seeing a good thing, one we're seeing a bad thing, and we're still doing the same. Here it's calling out in the name of Hashem, which is less. The first one was Azamra, I'm going to sing. The second one was Ahalel, I will praise. And this one is Ekra, I'm going to call out. So there are different ways of approaching Hashem, but they're all the same, depending on, it doesn't matter whether it's a good or bad thing. Rabbanan, Amrei Michacha, Rabbanan have a fourth option. Hashem Natan, Hashem Lakach. Yehi Shem, Hashem Levorach. Hashem gives and Hashem takes. The name of Hashem is blessed. Whether he's giving or taking, so to speak. It's all giving. It looks like it's giving all the trust. Either way, the name of Hashem is Mevorach. So I guess that's a fourth version. Azamra, Ashira, Ahalel, Ekra, and Mevorach. All four verbs are both the same, whether it's something good or bad. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Mishum Rabbi Meir. Rav Huna said in the name of Rab, who had heard it from Rabbi Meir. V'chen Tana Mishmed Rabbi Akiva, and it's also a bright in the name of Rabbi Akiva. Lo'olam Yehe Adam Ragil Lomar Kol Da'avid Yochmana Latav Avid. So this is the source of that famous pasuk, the same as bit in the Gemara. Kol Da'avid Rachmana, everything Hashem does, Latav Avid, he does for the best. Heard it from Rabbi Akiva, heard it from Rabbi Meir, right? Rabbi Meir was a student of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva learned it from Rabbi Akiva's rabbi. Rabbi Akiva's rabbi, the one who had all his arms and legs chopped off. Everything in Shem does, he does for the best.
Yeah,
Zusha. Rabbi Zusha. Yeah. That's Rabbi Zusha.
Everything is for the best.
Yes. Gamzu the Tova. Ishken Ben Gamzu. He was a rabbi of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva learned from him. And then Rabbi Meir learned from Rabbi Akiva.
What was the rabbi here who was blessing before he died to the poor? He was.
That's what the Yishmael Gansu.
He learned from the. Beginning, it was very difficult to learn from. So by Elena Anavi, he had no chance to teach him Torah. Then he said, go to this rabbi.
I think I know what you mean.
He was so huge, he was blessed Rabbi Akiva before, he was done with him.
Nachon.
But they get fire on
Nachon.
Nachon,
but it doesn't mean that this is his only, he's the only rabbi. It just means he learned by him at a certain time. They all learned from each other, there was a lot of...
Once you
went
to go there.
Where? To Nachon Bish Ben Gamzu. Where's he buried? It's fat.
Yeah. In the city.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Tov. So we now have the famous story that we all know, but let's read it here in the Gemara. Ki had Rabbi Akiva, because this is what happened to Rabbi Akiva. Tava ka'azil ba'orcha, that he was going on his way. Mata lahayi mata, he came to a certain city. Ba ushpiza, he asked to be put up as a guest. But they wouldn't listen to him. They wouldn't give to him. Amar kol David, Rahman al-Atav, he said, everything Hashem does, he does for the best. Azal ubat bedabra, he went and slept in the field. Vahava bahade taragola vahamra ushraga, and he had with him a rooster, a donkey, and a lamb. Atazika kave lishraga, a wind came along and blew out his candle, his lamp. Ata shunra achle l'tarnagona, a cat came along and ate his rooster. Ata arye achla l'chamra, along came a lion and ate his donkey. Right? Amar kol David rachman alatav, he said, everything Hashem does, he does for the best. Be'a b'leila ata, that same night, Ata Gesa Shave Lamata, an army came and captured the city. Amar Lehu Lav Amri Lehu, he said to them, don't know who them is. Toby, it says to the people he was with. Amar Lehu Lav Amri Lehu, didn't I tell you Kol Masha Aseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Now we switched into the Lashon of Hebrew, because this is Rabbi Akiva talking, but interesting. But I don't know why we switched to Hebrew. We told the story we were in Aramaic, and now we've got into Hebrew. But Tov, Kol Masha Aseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hakol L'Tova, everything is for the good. Right? And that's how it's left. We don't have the explanation there in the Gemara. We know the explanation that if the donkey would have crowed and the lion would have roared and the whatever. Right, Tov? But that's just from our own understanding, as opposed to the Gemara doesn't actually say that, but you can work it out. Iluhe. Rashi says, top of the page, Hakol L'Tova, Ilu Haya Ner Daluk, Haya Hagayish Ro'eh, Ota. Ve'ilu Haya Chamor No'er, O Hatanagol Koeh, Haya Hagayish Ba V'Shova Oti. They captured me. Tov is a good place to stop with a good story. Everything Hashem does, he does.